This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Sunday criticized Pakistan's shoot-to-kill order against protesters accused of causing unrest, calling for the policy in the Central Asian nation to be scrapped. Quote, "That is something I absolutely reject. The shoot-to-kill order, to the extent it exists, is wrong and should be rescinded," U.S. President Joe Biden's top diplomat told ABC on Sunday. More than 160 people have died and nearly 6,000 have been arrested in Kazakhstan following violent riots this week in the energy-rich nation of 19 million people, media reported Sunday, citing the health ministry. The figures, while not independently verified, mark a significant increase from a previous toll by officials who said 26 so-called armed criminals had been killed and 16 security officers had died. In a hardline televised address Friday, Kazakhstan's president, Kasym-Jomart Tokayev, said local and foreign so-called terrorists were wreaking havoc in the country and that, quote, "I've given the order to law enforcement to shoot to kill without warning." Somali leaders announced on Sunday they had struck a deal to complete parliamentary elections by February 25th. After repeated delays that have threatened the stability of the troubled country, the agreement was reached after several days of talks hosted by Prime Minister Mohamed Hussein Roblay with state leaders aimed at ending an impasse over the polls. Roblay and Somalia's president, Mohamed Abdallah Mohamed, have been at loggerheads over the long-delayed elections with fears their squabbling could erupt into violence. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iran will face severe consequences if it attacks Americans, the White House said on Sunday, including any of those sanctioned by Tehran for the 2020 killing of General Qasem Soleimani in a drone strike. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Iran's sanctions on Saturday came as Tehran's proxy militias continued to attack American troops in the Middle East. Iran on Saturday imposed sanctions on dozens of Americans, many of them from the U.S. military, over the 2020 killing of Soleimani. Iran's foreign ministry said 51 Americans had been targeted for what it called terrorism and human rights violations. Soleimani was killed in Iraq in a drone strike on January 3, 2020, ordered by then U.S. President Donald Trump. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Sunday he does not expect breakthroughs in U.S.-Russia security talks this week, but hopes to find some common ground amid a crisis in Ukraine. Blinken said on CNN, quote, "We're going to be able to put things on the table. Russians will do the same, and we'll see if there are grounds on moving forward." He said any progress would depend on actions from both sides in negotiations that Washington hopes will avert prospects for a new Russian invasion of Ukraine. Blinken's comments, lowering expectations for the upcoming talks, echoed Russia's hard line on Sunday that it would not make any concessions under U.S. pressure at talks this week on the Ukraine crisis. Army rescuers Sunday cleared routes around a Pakistan hill town, sheltering thousands of tourists, after 22 people died in vehicles trapped by heavy snow. A resort town northeast of Islamabad was crowded with tourists and snow gazers last week after unusually heavy snow turned it into a winter wonderland. But a blizzard from Friday onwards toppled trees and blocked narrow roads leading in and out of the town. Officials said nearly 100,000 visitors and thousands of vehicles had thronged the town by Friday, causing an enormous traffic jam even before the blizzard. They said 22 people died in vehicles trapped in the snow overnight Friday, either from cold or carbon monoxide poisoning from exhaust fumes generated by drivers running engines to keep warm. And Greece on Sunday set a February deadline for people to receive coronavirus booster jabs and will bar those without the additional dose for most indoor venues. Greece is struggling to contain a surge of the Omicron variant and encouraging those not vaccinated to get jabbed, as well as imposing further restrictions for the vaccinated. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.